What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan, and it's time for your daily nerd Devo. One game I really love is Minecraft. But I have this issue when I play Minecraft, where I'll create a new game, start a new world. It'll put me into that new world, I'll look around for 5 or 10 seconds, decide I don't like what I see, and then I'll just close the game, delete that world, and make a new one. I'm always looking for something interesting, something different. Ooh, it put me near a desert temple and a village. Oh, there's this huge waterfall off a giant mountain here. Oh, there's just a bunch of trees and 2 sheep. Close it, restart. I do this all the time. I'm weirdly picky about my Minecraft worlds. It struck me the other day when I heard a minister say something to the effect of, if you get out a giant whiteboard and put it in the church, and you put, with like a little marker, you just put like one blue dot on this giant whiteboard, anyone who walks past the giant whiteboard isn't going to see all the empty, open, pure, unused space. They're going to focus on that little blue dot. Let me explain. It's the same when I play Minecraft. I open that new world, and instead of exploring it and looking to see what's there, I could be right above a bunch of diamonds. I could be 30 steps from one of the coolest gorges or ocean setups or anything amazing in the game. But I look around, don't see what I like as soon as it starts, and I move on. I don't give it a chance. I don't look deeper. I don't look past the parts of it I don't like. I see the thing I don't like immediately, saying I'm not interested, and I move on. I think we do that a lot, not only to ourselves, but also we take things at face value with other people. We say, I didn't really care for that thing that person said, or that one thing they did. You make these associations with them immediately. It's all about first impressions with us. And it's all about the things we remember within ourselves that are mostly the things we haven't forgiven ourselves for. Right or wrong, things we haven't let go of. That's not how God works. That's not how he sees us. And that's not how he sees others, and how he sees those around us. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He made us for a purpose. He sees past our flaws, past our mistakes, past that dumb thing we said that one time, to everything we can be in and for him. Now, guys, to 2 things. I want you to take 30 seconds. I want you to go to God. And I want you to talk to him about 2 things. 1, helping you see past the things that you can't see past in yourself. Talking to myself here, partially. And 2, helping you see past the same things that you can't see past in others. So that you see him in them. You see his creation. 30 seconds, starting right now. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out on the Facebook group by searching for the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.